Just over a year ago, A2X debuted as an alternative stock exchange to the JSE. In studio now to chat about their performance and outlook is Chief Executive Kevin Brady. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you.
So 1 year on, it's gone so quickly, I can't believe it. What are you happy with and what are you less than happy with?
Sure. So, look, I think like in everyone's first year, there's a lot of lessons to be learnt. I think in terms of what are we really happy with, I think we started the year when we opened with three listed companies with a combined market cap of about 30 billion. We're now sitting with 11 companies with a combined market cap of just short of 300 billion, so a tenfold increase. So very happy with that, and we're starting to see some accelerated progress on that front. We'd expect to probably double that before the end of the year. On the broker side, we started with four approved brokers, and now we have nine approved brokers. So we're happy with the progress, but it has been a journey and it has been hard work. I think the lessons that we've learned have been really twofold. One is that South Africa's only really known one market in our lifetime. So there's a huge education process that goes with that, educating corporate South Africa about the benefits of alternative markets and what they bring. And then the other biggest challenge we faced is that although the brokers are very, very supportive, their whole infrastructure from their front-end trading systems to their post-trade systems are all geared for one market. So working with them to change that has also been a challenge. But as I say, the support and the momentum is great.
But Kevin, so are you unhappy with where you are right now? Because you're at 11, and as you say, you have nine brokers. But last year you said that by December, you hope to have 10.
So, well, in terms of, are we happy with where we are? Absolutely. In terms of, would we like more? Of course we'd like more.
Has it been slower than expected?
It probably has been a little bit slower, but as I say, I think it's got more to do with maybe coming in a little bit naively and unpacking some of the challenges you go along. And as we've unpacked them, we understand them, we get over the hurdles.
And how's your revenue been? You earn revenue solely on the transactions that to go through your exchange. What has revenue been like?
Sure. So look, I mean, yes, it's 1 year on, but actually it's still very early stages. I mean, if we look at our total activity, we're still less than 1% of the JSE. Obviously, we want to change that, and we're targeting 20% in, 3 to 5 years. So I think it was we went in always knowing this is going to take time. And what was important was in terms of having the right type of financial runway to do it. So your shareholders need to be close to your shareholders. They need to understand and then to be supportive, and we're very fortunate to have that.
Okay, so you're at 11 now. In 5 year times, you want to get to 20% of the JSE.
Okay, so 20% market share of total activity. We'd like to have, I mean, our target is to have everything that's listed in the JSE to have a secondary listing in our market.
Yeah. Do you think it's unfair, that system, Kevin? Because you rely solely on secondary listings with primary listings on the JSE. So basically, you let them do all the work. Is that unfair? They do the regulatory compliance work.
So what's interesting, if you look at the international scenario, so you look at Europe, Australia, US, they divorce primary from the secondary market. And they do that to bring in competition and to create those efficiencies that benefit the end user and the end investor. So it's been specifically done like that. So that's step one, that they tend to divorce it. Secondly, primary listings in itself is a revenue generator. People pay for that, right? So it shouldn't necessarily be linked with the secondary market. Once the shares have been issued, you should have an opportunity to trade them. The third thing I would say is that the JSE is a huge beneficiary of the very same model. In fact, six of the largest market cap stocks out of the top 10 are secondary listings. Someone else is doing the heavy lifting.
Okay, basically playing copycat then. So there are five of you in the industry, and as you say, it's been a mindset change after having only one player. What difference do you think, have you seen, what difference has competition made to the market?
So, look, we're very encouraged to say that, I mean, effectively when you see competition come in, they bring three things. The first thing they tend to bring is the latest technology, which is what we've done. You've got a clean piece of paper, you don't have legacy systems, so you get to bring the latest technology. The second thing is they've reduced the price of doing business. So our transaction fees are 50% below those of the incumbent. That has a very positive influence in improving the quality of the market. The third thing is it makes the market, the industry in terms of exchanges, more responsive, more innovative, more client-centric. And lastly, As we develop and bring more business to South Africa, it'll deepen liquidity pools and reduce the costs for companies to raise capital. Now, that's not an overnight game, right? It takes time. I mean, just to put it in perspective, we recently learned on a trip to London that it took 24 attempts before they had a successful challenger to the London Stock Exchange. Yeah. So it's not an easy game.
Do you see consolidation in the local industry then?
In terms of exchanges?
There's five of you.
So, look, our sense is they're very different models. So, as I say, we refer to ourselves as wholesale secondary, and the other three are very much standalone exchanges. Now, I mean, they would need to obviously comment for themselves, but from where I sit, strong value propositions open up and develop new business. And I can't see why that shouldn't be the case and why everyone shouldn't prosper.
So you're saying that there's enough business for five of you?
So I'm saying that if you look at the market as it is now, probably not, but that's innovation and competition grows markets.
Yeah.
Right? And so, as I said, they're different players targeting different segments. Now, if I look at the other three, they're very much targeting an untapped segment. So, i.e., these companies aren't listed yet.
Mm. And how do your costs compare to the other exchanges? You said you're cheaper than JSE, but how do your transaction costs compare to
So, others? Again, you know, one needs to be careful doing the comparisons, but, I mean, we are half the price of the JSE. So, to put in perspective, we're about half a basis point. Some of the other exchanges charge 1.5%. So, if you do the comparison, we're 300 times cheaper.
Yeah. My final question is, in the outlook for listings going ahead for South Africa, you obviously have the huge base of the primary listings on the JSE, but what is your view on the outlook for listings in South Africa given economy and sentiment?
So look, I think from where we sit, the first thing is obviously to create that alternative platform so people have choice. So it's about getting the secondary listings on. In terms of the question, you know, once again, we will look to introduce primaries at some stage. It's just about when we do it. And we'll look at doing it in an innovative, more cost-effective way and maybe a simpler way. But we're not there yet. The South African economy is in a tough space. But, you know, that's why many economies in the world have introduced competition in the capital market space, because they see the benefits of growing the overall market. So I think in time, it will definitely be a better place.
Very quickly, in how many years do you see yourself having primary listings then?
So, well, we've always said that on demand, and we kind of saw that 18 to 24 months from listing, from opening our doors. It'll be driven by demand. So when we have built our trust and our reputation, where people come to us and say, we'd like to do a primary listing on you, that's when we will do it.
Okay, good stuff, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
That was Chief Executive of ATX, Kevin Brady.